Hi everyone, this is Dan Sheridan with Cross and Throne Ministries. Thank you for joining me again today. As you can hear, we're back. We have our music, our nice intro, and we have a nice outro from these programs again. Thank God for technology and for the ability to, for a dummy like me, to learn some of the basics here. So tell me what you think of our new format of this program. Hope it's a joy to you, and it sure is a joy to us to be able to put a little bit of pep into these programs. Our goal here is to teach you something, and when you're done listening to this program, you can go out and enjoy your God and your Savior and just live life. You know, just live. We're not religious. We're free in Christ, and we can see a beauty in every little piece of creation that others can't. Well, verse 8 of Ephesians 2, we read this, "For in grace, through faith, are you saved. And this is not out of you." I want you to notice the phrase again, "not out of you." For in grace through faith, not through repentance, not through baptism, not through watching, not through enduring to the end, not through praying. For in grace through faith are you saved. And this is not out of you. It's not out of you. There's nothing inside of you. There's nothing in you, in your thoughts, in your actions, anything that comes out of you that merits your salvation. God did not look down from heaven and examine you to decide whether you were worthy to be saved. You're not. It's not like the offerings in the Hebrew scriptures. Each offering had to be examined in detail to see that it was perfect. See, only Christ is perfect. Nothing in you. There's no examination process to see if there's anything good in us. It's in grace through faith are you saved, and this is not out of you. There's nothing in you that's drawn out of you to earn salvation. It's not out of you. There's nothing in you. Stop looking at yourself. Stop being discouraged with yourself. Stop. Don't try to be better. Don't try to turn over a new leaf. The greatest blessing a man can possibly get to in his life when he just stops and says, "I can't. It's not out of me." And when you realize it's not out of you, you stop looking inside. It's like going to the refrigerator for a beer and the can is empty, but you keep looking into that can to try to find some beer. That's a frustrating task. There's nothing in you. So realize that the beer can is empty. You have to have somebody else fill it. And this is not out of you. It is God's approach present. You know, religion teaches that God needs to be appeased. Religion teaches that God is up there and he's angry. He's pissed off at you because you're not living up to the standard. You're looking at women lustfully and you drink too much and you smoke and you chew. That's not our God. Our God is a giver. First, it's not out of you. He comes to you with a present. In the scriptures, the Concordant Version here says an approach present. An approach present is something that is brought into somebody to gain their favor. And approach presents are brought to kings to get admittance into their presence to gain their favor. But in the scriptures, in the evangel that Paul proclaimed, God comes to us with an approach present. He brings something to us to earn to win our affections. Isn't that amazing? Isn't this so different than religion? That God has an approach present for you. He wants to enter into your presence and bring something to you so that you might see his love and his goodness and there might be absolute joy and peace between you and him. For in grace through faith are you saved. And this is not out of you. It is God's approach present. Oh, I can't. It's just amazing. Salvation is not us appeasing God with a present, but it's God coming to us with an approach present to win our favor. People keep boasting about being unworthy. Of course we're all worthy. Unworthy. We're all unworthy. Of course we are. But we're God's achievement, as we're going to see here. It is God's approach present, not out of work. So it's not out of you, and it's not out of works. Repeat that over and over again. Not out of you, not of works, lest anyone should be boasting. Can you imagine if the Lord Jesus were to come today and snatch us away and bring us to celestial glory? Can you imagine if we all sat around and bragged on how we got there? What a wretched place it would be. When you and I are snatched away to glory and we see all this beauty that He has prepared for us in the presence of our Savior, you and I aren't going to be looking around and thinking about how we earned it and how we got there. We're going to say, in grace, through faith, were we saved. And that was not out of us. It was God's approach, President. It was not out of works, lest any should be boasting. We will be marveling in our great God and Savior, and we will be thanking our Heavenly Father, and we'll be boasting and bragging about the accomplishments of Jesus Christ that brought us to this point. Verse 10, for His achievement are we. See, we are God's achievement. And we are not our own achievement. This is the word that is used in Romans 1 for the creation itself. It's like a poem, a great poem that describes the Creator. The stars and the heavenly bodies didn't create themselves. They're the work of God, and they display His glory. So are we, friends. We are His achievement. That's why in the eons to come, He's going to be displaying the transcendent riches of His grace and His kindness to us in Christ Jesus. We are going to be the objects of celestial adoration, as it were. We are going to be the aristocracy of heaven, and the principalities and powers of the celestial realms are going to say, look what God achieved. You are His achievement. We, for His achievement are we, being created in Christ Jesus. Notice that, in Christ Jesus, for good works which God makes ready beforehand pardon me, that we should be walking in them. God makes these good works ready beforehand. This, notice, it doesn't say walk. It says walking, not work. We have employment in God's aeonian purpose. These are the works that He's prepared for us. And this is not just referring to the works we do now, whatever they may be. It has to do with the employment that God has. God has put us in employment, friends. Members of the body of Christ are going to be heaven's aristocracy, and we will have a job to do in that realm. And we have a job to do now as well. If you want to know more about what the works are that God has made ready beforehand, that we should be walking in them, just read Ephesians 4, 5, and 6, and you'll see what our employment is. Isn't this great news? Ah, good news. Ah, there we go. It's time for me to run today. Everyone, have a great day and live in the joy of this truth. We'll see you tomorrow.